Our next guest is an actor, animator, producer, director, and the creative force behind a couple of terrific shows. The children's show that appealed to a whole lot of adults, regular show, and his HBO Max series Close Enough, which begins its second season this Thursday. We had a chance to catch up early yesterday with J.G. Quintel.
Hi, J.G. Thanks so much for being with us.
Yeah, no problem.
Congratulations on season two getting underway this week, but even before that starts, congratulations on season three.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, we've been working hard.
Well, it's certainly paying off. Now, before we talk about Close Enough, I have to bring up regular show. Big fan. I've got a seven-year-old who doesn't get all the jokes, but then neither do I, but love regular show. Skip's our personal favorite.
Oh, he's great. I love Skip.
Is this? It feels like Close Enough was sort of a natural transition after, what did you have, seven seasons of regular show?
Yeah, we had eight. We had eight seasons, and when it got close to the end of that, they asked me if I wanted to pitch something else, and Close Enough was something that I'd been wanting to do, and it kind of felt like the natural progression of, you know, regular show is a lot about me and my buddies in college, and then Close Enough was more about me, like, you know, the 8 years later of, like, starting a family and getting married and all of that.
And a unique living arrangement, but I feel like we all had those in our 20s at some point where you had one or more roommates gathered together in various states of almost adulthood.
Oh, yeah. And in Close Enough, the apartment is like literally based off of the first apartment that I lived in Los Angeles. It's like the floor plan and everything is very exact.
Now, do you know what Josh and Emily, how close are they to real life?
I don't know what Josh. I know Josh is. It's a common name. But Josh is kind of loosely based on me. And so he looks like me, and I voice that character. So I guess you could say I know him.
I have so much respect for Candace. She is, like all children, incredibly resilient.
Yes. Yes, I love Candace, and like having a kid that can, you know, hang out with adults and play and be fun. She's a great character.
I have a friend who's hopefully not listening, whose son went to a Montessori school. And I've suggested that Candace's school, very much like the school my friend's son attended.
Yep. There's so many different like schools and ways to educate your kids that you can decide on, and it just felt like such a fun place to like go with a little bit more of a loose style for this show.
We're talking with J.G. Quintel here on Downtown. Alex and Bridget are such great characters, and Jason, man, is there anybody who plays that type of character any better than Jason does?
No, Mantzoukas is so good. He's so funny. And you know, when we're writing for him, it's like you can write something where you're like, that's not that great of a line, but then you imagine him doing it, and you're like, oh, it'll be funny.
Well, and you've enlisted the help of so many terrific talents as voice actors, a couple of friends of our show, Rich Summer and Dave Foley, and seemingly everybody in the world. Is there anybody on that list that you haven't been able to track down that yet that you'd like to get on Close Enough?
Oh, my gosh. Not yet. I mean, I feel really fortunate that so many people have said yes, and we've gotten to work with so many great voice talents and actors. And I don't know. As we move along, you just keep thinking of like who would be right to play this coffee mug. We have so many weird characters.
I feel like we're in maybe a golden age of animation aimed at an adult audience in these last few years.
Yeah, it's really great. I don't know if it's just that everybody who's kind of hitting the age, like, grew up with cartoons. Like, I remember growing up, and we watched Saturday morning cartoons all the time, and The Simpsons came out, and that was such a big deal for adult animation. And then now it just seems like everybody's into watching animation, even once you're older. Like, it's not just for kids.
So where does the family go here in season two? Can you give us a little tease of what we might expect to see?
A lot more relatable stories about parenthood, about living with your roommates. A personal favorite of mine comes from kind of a life story where Josh ends up throwing out his back when he's picking up his daughter. And so then he ends up going to strengthen his core so that it doesn't happen again. But that happened to me in real life. I was at the restaurant, you know, taking out some, like, picking up takeout, and I, like, lifted, and I just heard, like, a, and I was like, oh, no. And I had to carry my kid and a whole bag of stuff, like, back to the car, and it was terrible. And then, yeah, the cartoon does a good job of showing how that felt.
I can sympathize with that. My son wanted to play Twister. Seemed like a good idea at the time.
You got to stretch. You got to stretch first.
Oh, there's no question about it. I still believe, by the way, maybe not right away, but I think there's a big future for Clap like this.
It's a good game, right? It just sounds like something that would be a great real game. I hope someone makes it for real someday, or maybe we can get HBO Max to do it.
But that's, I think, what makes the show so brilliant is that so much of what happens is just one little step beyond what you might expect for reality, and it's close enough to reality that you can see this happening.
Yeah, I mean, I love making things that start in a really grounded, relatable place, and we're always telling our artists that, like, you should play these characters almost as if they're in a sitcom. We're like watching a live action show, but then we get to take advantage of animation and take it anywhere. So we really get to go to a lot of fun places.
And when it comes to the voice acting piece of it, is it like playing comedy in live action that you're not playing it for the laughs? Your characters, you know, Jason and Emily believes that they believe that this is their reality, and there's nothing, Josh and Emily, nothing unusual about the world they inhabit to them.
Yeah, they're playing it straight in their minds, and then we just make sure that for the audience watching it happen, that it's going to be really funny to watch them going through it.
Well, it is indeed. It's an absolutely brilliant show. Season 2 gets underway this Thursday on HBO Max. It is great to talk with you, JG. Enjoy your work so much. We wish you continued success.
Thanks, Rich.